At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
And here we go. The first NFL draft report that the Minnesota Vikings might trade up into the top three is out there and available to us courtesy of Doogie Darren Wolfson on the Mackey and Judge show. This is what he said on Score North. Here's what I was told. Down in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, there was a seed planted. A seed planted with New England by the Vikings. Now, I'm not suggesting talks have advanced. It was one of those, hey, we'll circle back to you presumably next week at the Combine in Indianapolis. But that some sort of seed was planted in terms of, hey, is there even an interest on your front to move off that number three overall pick? Now, this is a juicy nugget by Darren Wolfson, because the Minnesota Vikings have reached out to the New England Patriots. The way they described it is a seed was planted by the Minnesota Vikings. This sounds very sexual, if you know what I mean. The Minnesota Vikings are going to plant their seed in the New England Patriots, and they are going to birth either Caleb Williams, Drake May, or Jaden Daniels. Those are the three quarterback options, I guess, and J.J. McCarthy. Those are the four quarterback options the Minnesota Vikings might be pursuing in this NFL draft. So what does this mean? The seed. What does this seed mean? Well, it means that the Minnesota Vikings are serious about moving into the top three, or at least are serious about the idea of moving into the top three and getting a quarterback that they love, not settling for a Penix Jr. or a Bo Nix, but grabbing and snagging a quarterback that they feel is going to be the franchise player for the next 10 to 15 years of the Vikings organization. This tells us that the Kirk Cousins, will he resign, will he not resign, is a serious consideration that he won't be back, and that the Vikings are going to pursue a top three quarterback in the NFL draft. This tells us, okay, I'm out of ideas. It just sounds fun to say. This tells us over and over again. And what I'm excited about with this is that the Minnesota Vikings want a top quarterback in this NFL draft. I'm on record with saying that, hey, I understand that it doesn't work every single time when you trade up for a guy and select him in the top three. Look at the San Francisco 49ers. They're a perfect example. They traded up a haul to get in the top few picks, drafted Trey Lance, and they traded him a couple of years later for a bag of donuts from the Dallas Cowboys. Sometimes it doesn't work, but I want a team that's willing to risk it and go for it. I feel like so many times in the Vikings organization, they play it safe. They bring in a guy who, you know, Sam Bradford. They bring in a guy who can throw the football a little bit, but he's never going to win you a title. Kirk Cousins is another example of that. Kirk Cousins in a perfect situation. Can he win a title? Sure. Okay, yes. A perfect defense, perfect wideouts, yes. But what NFL team that's won a Super Bowl in the last how many years has a quarterback that's okay and has a perfect team around him? Not many. Brock Purdy got to the Super Bowl, couldn't win the big game, even with a perfect team around him. I want the Minnesota Vikings to get a guy that is so good, so sensational, that he can overcome the differences or the overcome the lackluster performances of certain players on offense and defense. That's what Patrick Mahomes can do. And I get it. I want to first say this, because Patrick Mahomes, as amazing as a quarterback as he is, the Chiefs also won the Super Bowl because of their sensational defense. But Patrick Mahomes definitely overcompensated for having wide receivers that are very subpar, amazing tight end, solid offensive line, solid running backs, but his wide receivers have been hot garbage all season long, and he was able to overcompensate. He was able to overcome the shortcomings of that position, and that's what I want from the Minnesota Vikings. I want them to get a quarterback that can overcome the shortcomings of either the wide receivers, of the defense, of the running back position, of some sort of position on the Minnesota Vikings. And that's what they're aiming for. Now, this could go one or two ways. They could trade up, get their quarterback that they love, and he stinks, and the Vikings front office is fired next season. Or, and everyone's calling him an idiot, or they could trade up, get this guy, he's an amazing player, and the Minnesota Vikings front office and head coaching situation is stable for the next 5 to 10 years. But what's true is that nobody knows who is going to be a star or not in the NFL draft. And the combine, it's a load of garbage, because what quarterback that's coming out of college can't make throws to a wide open wide receiver down the field not being covered by a defense? Oh, it's a pretty ball, beautiful ball. Johnny Manziel's combine was one of the greatest combines ever. I think George Bush was in attendance. Guy was a bum. Players like to play trick or treat at the NFL combine, because they can trick general managers and head coaches into thinking they're a first-round pick. They can get their body ready. They can get mentally stable enough for that combine to answer questions that they need to answer for several hours. But as soon as that combine's over, what kind of player are they going to be? Are they going to continue to put in that work? Are they going to continue to prove themselves as a first-round pick? Or did they just do enough to become a first-round pick at the combine? They show their immeasurables, and then after that, they become a Johnny Manziel player. It's a guessing game. And right now, the Minnesota Vikings, they might be guessing aggressive, or at least they're considering being aggressive, which I love. Back in 2009, the Vikings went for it. They signed Brett Favre, and he completely changed that season. Several years ago, 6 years ago, the Vikings, they sort of went for it. I mean, they did go for it. They signed Kirk Cousins. But Kirk Cousins was not enough to overcompensate the shortcomings of the roster around him. And he's proven that his entire career. Like it or not. Like it or hate it. Kirk has at least proved that point. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Please subscribe on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube. And please hit that follow and rate button on Apple or Spotify or Google or Amazon, wherever you are currently listening to this podcast. Everyone take care and have a great day.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.